Hi, this is Troy Conti, and I'm here with fellow UMass student Brent Duffy, and we're just going to be talking about the NBA and some surprising storylines that have shocked us a little bit.
Howdy. I've been an NBA fan for a long time, you know, been watching the game ever since I was a kid, and definitely am way too invested into it, so.
Me too. Let's get into it.
So let's do a little warm up to get our brains like on the topic of basketball.
Of course.
I have in front of me the NBA, the Celtics record and players from the 2013-2014 season.
All right.
You watched that team, correct?
I did. They were pretty bad.
Yeah, fair. Totally fair. You know, following you know, the big three leaving, the trade with Brooklyn.
Yep.
So all right, let's start out. Who do you got?
Let's see. Who do I remember from the team? I'd say Rondo. Rondo's a given. Rondo's still there.
Rondo is correct.
Rondo.
Still a hangover from 2013.
Brandon Bass. Brandon Bass still there.
Brandon Bass is there.
Is Kendrick Perkins on the roster?
Kendrick Perkins is not on the roster.
Okay, so we got Rondo, Brandon Bass, Avery Bradley.
Avery Bradley, correct.
That's three. Gerald Wallace.
Gerald Wallace is still on the team.
Let's see, who else do we have? Dwight Powell?
Let me see here. Don't see a Dwight Powell on here.
Okay. No Dwight Powell.
I'll give you a hint if you want.
All right.
Center from Gonzaga, drafted by the Celtics.
Oh, Kelly Olynyk.
Kelly Olynyk. Kelly Olynyk.
That was his rookie year.
That's right.
Kelly Olynyk, and I was, this is tough. What do I have, four, five?
You have five counting Olynyk.
Okay, I can't think of any more.
Courtney Lee was still on this team.
All right.
We still got Jared Sullinger. He was still, was he drafted, what, like 2 years before that?
Yeah, I think so.
And then Chris Humphries.
Of course.
Jeff Green, Jordan Crawford, Marshawn Brooks, Jared Bayless.
Wow, Joel truly Anthony. Was a bad team.
Just definitely like a lottery team. Just looking at their roster, a lot of names you don't recognize, a lot of young guys, a lot of like hangover players that got traded 4 years later or left the Celtics in free agency, like Olynyk, like Sullinger, Rondo, Courtney Lee.
And what was it? Was the record, would they win like 30? Would they win 30 games?
I believe they were 30. They won 31 games.
That was just a guess. I would say around 30-something.
All right, so.
All right, so let's jump into some storylines from the season start. Since we were talking about the Celtics, Celtics have started off pretty inconsistent. They're 18-11, if I have that correct. Yep, they're 18-11. They're fifth in the Eastern Conference, and many people would have thought right now they'd be way above at the top of the Eastern Conference, maybe by a handful of games or more, and possibly even running for the best team in the league. But they're fifth in the Eastern Conference at 18-11, and overall, they're probably about ninth or eighth. And what do you think they can get better, or would they continue?
Well, I definitely think they're underperforming right now, but I think their expectations were just set insanely high. You know, everyone was expecting these young guys, Jason Tatum,
never played
Jaylen
before
Brown.
Together, like gelled really.
Or even, they've never played seasons this long. You know, think about through college, they play in 35, 40 games max a season, even in high school and college. And now they're playing 82 games plus playoffs every year. Fatigue has got to be a factor for these rookies, and it seems to be almost every year.
Yeah. I think the putting Gordon Hayward in the lineup has mixed things up a little bit. And I think putting him in the lineup, especially they started him, and that's where maybe some of the struggles came, because it was really they hadn't played with Gordon Hayward for like, because he was injured the whole year. And Kyrie had just gotten back from getting injured. Terry Rozier had to go back to being a backup. It was a lot of different things that had to be worked out.
Right. I mean, on the Gordon Hayward aspect of it, like, he's definitely fighting back from this injury still. Like, we have not seen him at full strength.
Yes.
It's going to take some time to get his legs under him. I mean, he went from being a 20 points per game scorer in Utah, 5-5 every game, and he's down to 11, less than 11 points per game this year. It's definitely just either I mean, I guess we'll see. Maybe he never really is the same again following this injury.
Who knows how long it's going
to
take.
I expect him to bounce back to at least 80-90% of what he used to be.
Yes. I just don't know how long it's going to take.
Also, he has much less... He does have less shots and usage rate on this team, considering...
In Utah, he was the guy.
Right, exactly. Yep. He's got to deal with Jaylen Brown, Kyrie Irving, Marcus Morris, all taking shots away from him here.
Yes.
But I think the reasons why the expectations were so high are a lot of people expect these young guys to have linear development. Like, oh, they had 10 points per game this year. Next year they'll have 15. Next year they'll have 20. Well, it takes a lot of work in the NBA to just maintain production from season to season, because everyone's trying to get so much better.
Like Jason Tatum, he had a great rookie season. Mm-hmm. A lot of people think it was a lot greater than it actually was. It was like 14 points a game, but it was like it was on a good team.
Well, it's you know, recency bias. You know, we saw him in the playoffs. We saw him in the end of the season.
Yes.
Just and turning
mostly, people just expected him to, like, oh, if that's what we saw from there, like, we can expect to. A lot of people said he was going to be an all-star this season, and I just didn't get that because you're adding Gordon Hayward back, and even if this is another year for him to get better, Gordon Hayward's coming back. It's just more guys getting playing time. I just never thought that this season he would be an all-star. But right now it doesn't look like he's going to be. He's averaging like 16 a game, which is better than last season. But that's not going to get you an all-star appearance. He's still good though.
Yeah, realistically, like this team is about. They should be as good as, you know, the other teams in the Eastern Conference. You got Toronto out there. You got the Pacers, who look deep, look really good. But, I mean, this Celtics team, even with Kyrie last year, were middle of the pack offensively.
Yep.
Like, the expectations should not be as high. It should not be championship or bust, but that's just how Boston sports are.
Yep.
You know, I mean, they're expecting them. They're better. The Celtics fans feel like that they're better than any team in the East. And that might not necessarily be true. Toronto's looked really, really good this year. Kawhi has just looked like MVP Kawhi this year.
The Bucks look really good this year.
And Antetokounmpo's just turned it on.
Yeah, I mean, the Sixers, they were expected to be good. The Pacers are kind of unexpected. They're sitting at third in the East right now, ahead of the Sixers and the Celtics.
Yeah.
Speaking of unexpected, if we shift to the Western Conference, at the top of the Western, not the Warriors... not the Lakers or the Thunder.
Denver Nuggets.
Not the Rockets, but the Denver Nuggets.
Denver,
you're right.
Denver Nuggets.
At 21-9, sitting with the second best record in the whole league. What do you think about that?
Denver's a tough place to play, first of all. I mean, they have a huge crowd that really shows up every night, and you know, got to deal with the altitude over there. And it's like the old Phil Jackson quote. It's like, if you can win your games at home and split on the road, you're going to be a 50-60 win team.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, they take care of business at home. I mean, Gary Harris has been having a breakout year. Nikola Jokic is, you know, quietly...
Jokic
is quietly having another great season passing the ball. I mean,
he should be an all-star this
honestly,
season.
Honestly, the greatest center passer I've ever seen.
Yeah, I agree.
The passes that guy makes are stupid good.
I don't see what other center... I mean, like, Al Horford's a good passer, but, like, I don't see any other center who's ever...
of great center passers, but,
whoever,
like,
done
no
what
one
he's
done
doing.
At this level with the mobility that he does it with.
Exactly.
He's improved on the defensive end this year. I mean, that's been the biggest thing, because a lot of teams were able to run them off the court last year, just putting Jokic in that the pick and roll.
Yep.
Teams like the Rockets, the Trailblazers, who have these ISO guys who can just go out and make the play.
Exactly.
Were able to take advantage of him on defense, and they've actually switched the way that they defend those pick and rolls with Jokic.
Mm-hmm.
He'll actually wait behind the pick and roll a little bit more, and it gives time for the other defender to pick up. And just great coaching.
It is.
Mike Malone?
Yes, I believe so. And they're 21-9 right now, and they're 13-3 at home, which is pretty close to one of the top ones in the league. I think so. Yes, it is. Like you said, it's a tough place to play.
Same record as Warriors at home.
Yep. And 8-6 away. That's pretty good. But yeah, they're above the Warriors. I mean, just by a half game, because Warriors are 21-10, and they were sorting out some issues. But they have beat some impressive teams.
Absolutely.
I think they beat the Warriors.
They beat the Warriors once in Denver.
Lakers.
Because a couple times.
And I think it's just a surprise. Like, we knew they were going to be a good team. I think we knew they were going to be a...
I was a lot lower on them going into the season than most. Everyone was saying, like, oh, like...
I thought playoffs.
I thought, like, yeah, low seed playoffs. But, I mean, they have just had a breakout season.
Yes, so they're just doing well right now.
If we could zoom out a little bit, I mean, the NBA is in... Especially the Western Conference, but the NBA as a whole is in this weird time of... I would say this has been... This NBA right now has the most parity and the least parity ever, maybe. Because you look at the Western Conference standings right now, the 14th seed is 7.5 games out of first place.
Yeah,
that's insane.
That's crazy.
I mean, there are ten to 14 legitimate playoff contenders in the West, and yet we still know the Warriors are going to win the championship.
Yeah. We do. DeMarcus Cousins has to get back, and I think once he does, it's just a matter of time.
They're half a game back of the Nuggets right now, and that we have not seen them at full strength. Draymond's missed time. Curry's missed 8 games. And they haven't had DeMarcus Cousins all season, and he's an otherworldly talent if he can obviously get back to form following the Achilles injury.
I think he's – if once he gets – I think when healthy, he is arguably the best center in the league. Arguably. Mm-hmm. I think Joel Embiid is up there. Jokic is up there.
Embiid.
We can talk about, speaking of Embiid, the Sixers getting Jimmy Butler. A lot of people thought that it was going to, like, oh, watch out. The Sixers, they're crazy now. But when they traded Robert Covington and Dario Saric for Jimmy Butler. They lost a lot of depth. A lot of gelling, a lot of shooting that was going on. And I just thought, okay, they're probably about the same now. Maybe a little bit better, but I didn't think they were a lot better than what they... And it shows. I mean, they really haven't moved much since getting him. They've been a similar record.
This has always been the goal of the process, the 76ers, is turning these young assets that they have... that they've gained over the years into a star player.
Yes.
And now the question is Jimmy Butler good enough of a player to lead this team to a championship?
Yeah.
I mean, he's the best. He's probably currently the best player on the team right now. You know, Embiid might eclipse him a few years. But they do have a three. I mean, in a league where talent wins, I make that trade every time.
The best player on
the court is very important, especially come playoff.
I agree. I would make that trade.
Your rotations will tighten up. You know, Jimmy Butler's just going to get more time in the playoffs, and he's, you know, a top 20 player.
I don't think that the Sixers, even now with Jimmy Butler, in a 7-game series, I think they could beat the Bucks and the Pacers. I don't think they could beat the Raptors in a 7-game series. I think once the Celtics... I don't think they can beat the Celtics in a 7-game series.
Yeah,
still,
that's all fair.
But I do think they're I think the Bucks are a little overrated right now.
I mean, we saw the Pacers absolutely shut down the Bucks. I mean, they're the first team that showed that they could shut down Giannis.
Yes.
They just put a wall around the basket and forced someone else to beat them. And the Bucks couldn't do it. You know, I mean, Brogdon's good, Middleton's really good. Brooke Lopez was a great signing, and he's hitting threes now for some reason.
Yeah.
He had a game where he had 7 threes.
Yeah, like, I did.
Brooke Lopez had 7 three-pointers in
the game. Yeah, and then that's the problem with Brooke Lopez, because now he's gotten that three-point shot, and he loves shooting that three-point shot now. And when he's not hitting it, I saw a couple games where he had, like, 0 points.
Yeah, that'll happen. That's Brooke Lopez.
And that's Brooke Lopez for you. Okay, let's see.
I mean, talking more about the NBA as a whole this season, I mean, scoring has been way up this season.
Yes.
And, I mean, some say that's for the better, some say it's for the worse, but it's definitely happening. We've never seen... I think every single team in the league is averaging over 100 points per game.
Which has never happened before. Yes.
Up until a few years ago, no one in the last 20 years or so has averaged 115 points a game over the course of a season, other than the 15-16 Warriors. There are 5 teams doing that this season.
Yeah, the Raptors. I know the Bucks are, and I know
the Raptors are 0.2 points away from doing it.
Okay.
So,
I think Bucks leading the league. I think they're leading the league points per game. It's like 117 or something. Yeah, it's just I think it's for the better. I mean, I just think it's I think when teams, like, obviously defense is a big part of the game, but I think when teams are scoring, especially when you're not as much of NBA fans and you're just watching a game just to watch a game, if you're more of an outside NBA fan and you don't really watch basketball that much, you're going to enjoy scoring. Scoring is what crowds like to see, and it's gonna get viewers. It's gonna get viewers when they're scoring a lot. And I think that's why it's better that they're scoring a lot. Maybe not for some defense lovers out there, but
and well, that's not to say defense still isn't important, because the Pelicans are the second leading scoring team in the league, 116.7 points per game. They're 15-16 right now. They have a losing record.
Yes.
Which is weird. They've been a very disappointing team this season.
Yep.
I mean, they have Drew Holiday, Anthony Davis, two very Miritich. Good scorers, two very good defenders as well in their defensive.
And they got Randall.
Yeah.
That's why now there's obviously the whole talk about, I mean, it feels like it's been going on forever, the Anthony Davis trade talk, but...
Mm-hmm. But now it's definitely coming into fruition. Last year, making the playoffs was big, you know? It was like, yep, maybe they could start to grow something there. If they miss the playoffs this year, Anthony Davis could very well leave, especially with the Clutch Sports connection.
I think...
With Rich Paul to L.A. You
know? The Lakers are the number one spot that's going to... What makes me mad is... I mean, I'm a huge Celtics fan, but lots of people are like, oh yeah, we're going to trade for Anthony Davis, but they don't realize what needs to happen. There's a rule, I forget what it's like, the Rose rule or something like that, mm-hmm, that they can't trade for Anthony Davis during the Celtics can't trade for Anthony Davis during the course of the season, because they already traded for a star player within that year, and that's in Kyrie Irving, and they can't trade for Anthony Davis until they re-sign Kyrie Irving. So they can't even trade for Anthony Davis until next summer, which...
Wow.
Is a while, and that there's a lot of things that could change. A lot of people who want him
as we get towards the deadline. Also, I think if the Pelicans are ready to miss the playoffs, you know, the NBA might slowly start nudging Anthony Davis to get on a contending team, because he's one of the best players in the league. He's a
yes.
top five player.
Yep, top five.
He is absolutely insane.
Number one power forward.
He could step out and hit the three.
Mm-hmm.
He can beat you inside. He plays great defense. He was Defensive Player of the Year candidate last year.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing one of the NBA does not like seeing one of those guys missing the playoffs.
Yeah.
Consistently.
He's crazy good. I think he's... I haven't seen... He's
young, too.
Yeah, he's 25.
There's a window coming up where he'll be the best player in the league.
Yes. It'll be a force with him. When LeBron is gone... And there's those few players that, you know, when KD and Curry are gone, mm-hmm, it's going to be Giannis, and it's going to be Anthony Davis, and it's going and
Kyrie
Embiid
Irving
and
there,
Kyrie.
Or, yeah.
It's going to be those handful of players who are mm-hmm, taking the torch from those guys, and it's gonna be weird with us. We've grown up with Durant and Curry, and especially
yeah,
LeBron. As long as I can remember, I turn on an NBA game and LeBron would be playing.
Like, the first time I remember, like, feeling actual anger towards an NBA player was LeBron James when he went to the Heat. I remember watching The Decision and was just so mad.
Yeah, yeah.
I would just scowl when I saw his face.
Yep.
Like, it just... And, I mean... Now the guy's beloved, obviously, you know, went
yeah,
back, won a championship in Cleveland, does all these things outside of basketball,
mm-hmm,
that are so amazing. And, I mean, it's just been a pinnacle of success.
Yes.
Hasn't missed the finals in 8 straight years.
Yeah. Just maybe for a little bit, you said, yeah, he does a, despite if a lot of people don't like him or the things that he does on the court, you can't argue that what he does outside of basketball
absolutely
is crazy,
absolutely,
crazy beneficial to... so many people, and I believe there was a woman on some news channel, it was maybe a year ago or something like that, that and it got big headlines, and she told LeBron to just shut up and dribble.
Mm-hmm.
And
Laura Ingram
was that her name?
Yeah.
And
Fox Sports,
yep,
or Fox News anchor.
And I think it rightfully got a lot of anger, because
mm-hmm,
I too disagree with that, because what LeBron and so many other of these players do. They're just idols, and they change the world.
Right, kids listen to these players, these athletes, much more than, you know, maybe they shouldn't, because you got guys like Kyrie Irving telling them the Earth's flat.
Exactly. Or Steph
Curry telling them
no moon landing.
Moon landing was fake. That one hurt for me. That one hurt. I love Steph.
Yeah, I think there's no way he was. I think Kyrie actually believes it. I don't think.
Oh, Kyrie actually does believe
it. I don't think Steph actually believes that.
Steph, you know, has backtracked on that a lot.
Yeah.
He was on Instagram Live the other day with a NASA astronaut talking about this. Like, he's doing whatever he can.
Yeah.
But there was a quote that came out recently, and I'll try to find it. It was Kyrie Irving, like, supporting Steph's, like, of freedom course. Of speech.
Of and, course. Like,
you know, telling him, you know, to question things.
It exactly.
Like, it was like, shut up, Kyrie. Like, yeah.
He just wants... like,
pseudo-intellectual person.
Yeah, I heard, yes. That's been a big thing. And
There's been some dumpster fire teams this year that have just been fun to watch. You just melt down. I mean, obviously, you had what went down in Minnesota with Jimmy Butler forcing his way out of there. And pulling the third stringers, beating the starters in practice.
Yeah.
Wojnarowski went all on Twitter about that.
The Cavs after LeBron has left.
Yeah, and you got Tristan Thompson saying that the East still runs through them.
Yeah.
As if LeBron's still on the team.
Yep. Nope. They are sitting 13th.
You got the Wizards who are just...
Yeah, they're just doing awful.
Don't even know what's going on there. They're just blowing it up.
I think they should make some more. I think they should. They should blow it up even more. I'm surprised here. We're talking about teams that are surprised that are the top. A team that I'm a little bit surprised that's at the bottom, in the East, is the Bulls. And a lot of people may think that the Bulls are bad, but I was looking at their starting lineup before the season started, and they have since benched Jabari Parker. But the starting lineup when they were all should be healthy was point guard Chris Dunn with Zach LaVine at shooting guard, Jabari Parker at small forward, power forward Lauri Markkanen, and rookie center Wendell Carter Jr. And I thought that was a very powerful starting lineup.
It's a lot of young, athletic, fun to watch guys, but when you put them all together, who's the guy there? Who's their main scorer? Who's going to go out and when they can't get a bucket, is just going to force their will on the game. And
We didn't know that before the season, but it looks like it's going to be Zach LaVine. He's having a tremendous year so far. But it just they're still bad right now is because no one else is doing anything.
The other thing I would say about that is, first, I mean, you know, other than having incompetent owners, incompetent GMs, no defense in that starting lineup.
Chris
Dunn's a solid defender.
And he just got back from injury.
He missed time. Zach LaVine's never been a great defender.
Yeah.
Lauri Markkanen's obviously still a project for a lot of reasons. Wendell Carter Jr. is a rookie center. You know, his body might not be there yet.
And now Jabari Parker, he's not in the rotation anymore. They've started benching him.
Firing their coach certainly didn't help.
Yeah.
Which was a totally... I thought that move was absolutely... It, first of all, it came out of nowhere.
It came out of nowhere, and they fired him right before they got Lauri Markkanen and Chris Dunn back, and I thought that was... A little off-putting.
We haven't even gotten into the Lakers yet. This team, this is another young team with a lot of firepower.
Yes.
Added LeBron James.
I think...
the best player in the league.
Yeah. I do think they're going to be in the Western Conference Finals.
Mm-hmm.
Really? I do.
Western Conference Finals?
Yes.
Wow.
I know.
That's a bold pick.
I do.
There's some good teams.
I know. There's lots of good teams. And everyone below the Lakers right now, Lakers are in fourth in the Western Conference.
Yep.
Everyone below them, I think they can beat, and I don't think
have a problem. The only reason, two reasons I might agree with you. One, obviously, LeBron James in the playoff.
Yep.
Different animal. Different beast.
Yep.
I mean, he just turns it
on. I just think
every year. And also, going into the year, even Lakers fans, for the most part, were saying this is going to take time. This is LeBron James coming to a new team. He started out 8-9 with the Miami Heat, and this is a much less talented team than that. However, much deeper team. So it's
deeper. I just think what he did.
Everyone was expecting a very slow start from them. They've started 18-13. That's very good.
Yep.
They're fourth seed in the East, West.
Yep.
Like, they very well could make the Conference Finals.
I just think what he did last year with the Cavs, and they were just an awful team, and then just like with him, and he took him to the championship. Granted that it was in the Eastern Conference and it was easier, but This is a better team than that that Cavaliers, a lot better. Mm-hmm. And
for sure.
They have to go I think their tough, what they'll have to go through is the Nuggets and the Thunder. Those teams will be the tough ones to go through in order to get to the Western Conference Finals to face the Warriors. Mm-hmm. I think they'll lose the Warriors.
Even the Rockets, who are struggling right now, they're going to be very different.
They're going to be different, but I think the Lakers...
I'm expecting Daryl Morey to make some moves at the deadline.
Yep.
Because he's done it every single year up until last year. And this season they're struggling. They're going to make some sort of move there, try to free up some space, get some shooting so Harden and Chris Paul can work there.
Yeah, but I also think the Lakers are going to do something too. Mm-hmm. Whether it's for Anthony Davis or not, I think they're gonna add something. Just because when you have a team with LeBron on it and...
Right.
And
yeah, no, LeBron teams almost always make some sort of...
You want something else, then I think they're going to get something else because it's LeBron and it's his team. So
the thing is, they're a very deep team, but they sort of just slide the same style of player in and out. Where like Lonzo and Rondo are very similar players. Their center position, they're sliding guys in and out of there.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly, they just like to play fast.
Yeah.
Because when you're not as talented or like not as strong as another team, that's what you got to do. You got to get out and run, get out and transition.
Yes.
Play quicker than them.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they've been able to do with guys like LeBron, Lonzo, Rondo, young guys, KCP.
McGee,
Ingram.
They signed Tyson Chandler as a backup center.
Kyle Kuzma.
He's having a great year.
You watch his offensive skill set, and it's just something else.
Yeah, it is.
Like, he's one of my favorite rookies from last season.
Mm-hmm. That was basically, in a nutshell, just going over the whole NBA and what has been going on. A little surprising, some surprising teams, some surprising bad teams, good teams. This has been Troy Concia.
And Brent Duffy.
And this has been a good NBA podcast. See you later.
NBA podcast, that's a podcast name right there.
Baby. Oh yeah, let's do it.